USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Meetings are continuing on Capitol Hill between Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. All four of them hoping to strike a deal regarding another coronavirus relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the Democrats are not willing to negotiate.
The compromises that Secretary Mnuchin and I put forth on behalf of the President are significantly greater than the compromises that we saw from the other side of the negotiating table.
Democrats saying they are willing to pass a $2 trillion plan as opposed to the $3 trillion plan, which they were asking for earlier this week. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says all schools in New York can reopen because of the state's low coronavirus infection rate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is apologizing for comments he made on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's apologizing for a remark that suggested the Latino community is more diverse than the African-American community. Speaking about race during an NPR interview yesterday, the former VP said,
"Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things."
He tweets today, "I never meant to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, on issues, not at all."
SpaceX is celebrating the successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket. It went off overnight from the Kennedy Space Center, carrying dozens of Starlink satellites, which will eventually be used to transmit internet services. They expect to launch another rocket later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The owners of Attila's Gym in New Jersey were arrested after they allegedly continued to defy a court order closing their operations. The Attorney General's office in New Jersey says the gym needs to be closed to abate the public health risks during the coronavirus pandemic. Gym owners Frank Trombetti and Ian Smith joined Fox News to talk about what they were charged with.
We have a couple things coming up. They're throwing everything they can at us. Next Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we go in front of the town of Belmar. They're trying to revoke our business license. Governor Murphy is requesting that the courts fine us in the amount of $10,000 per day, every day that we've been in operation. And they even cited reason, not based off of our income, but based off of the amount that was in our GoFundMe. So he basically admitted that he's trying to cripple our legal defense fund by fining us to death with it. And finally, he's looking for a possible imprisonment of 6 months or more.
A relief program that threw a critical lifeline to small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic is set to expire Saturday, with more than $130 billion remaining in the fund. The Paycheck Protection Program was created when Congress passed the CARES Act at the end of March, will officially close to new applicants on August 8th. The program helped save an estimated 51 million jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.